talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, Friday, March the 20th, 2020. 3-20-2020. That's where we are.
First day of spring.
First. What is with you? It's March 21st. I think it's the first day of spring.
First day of spring is today.
Okay. Well, it's warm, so we'll go with that. Regardless, it's spring. Springtime in Ohio, one of the nicest times of the year. 14 minutes past the hour, Charlie's out today with a little shot in his arm, but he'll be back very soon. Going to the doctor today, and Charlie will be back soon. That's what we know at this particular point. Now, we do want to let people know if they need any help during this time, Love Inc. is out there, 740-382-3340. Remember, leave your telephone number if they don't answer the phone, because they probably won't answer the phone. They're out doing things, but they also give away things like diapers. 740-382-3340. Marion Area Transit is up and running. 60 cents for seniors, one way. 740-382-9850. And a nonprofit group that doesn't charge you anything will do a lot of stuff for you, the Unity Tribe. 419-718-2526, or if you have the internet, unitytribe.org, 419-718-2526. That's the information we have at this point. And according to the president, your taxes now will be delayed. You don't have to file them until July because of coronavirus.
We were talking off air because I signed up to be a census taker, and I just wonder what that, because that was due April 1st. Just wonder what's going to happen with that. Because a lot of the people that do the census taking, that go door to door, are older people, retirees, and so forth. And, you know, like the Board of, or like with the elections Tuesday night, or, you know, a lot of the people in that susceptible age group, you know, you want to be going to 20 different houses a day, not knowing who you're going to see, in conducting interviews.
You know, there must be a feeling that June might be okay, because that's where we push the election. It's June the 2nd now. So there must be a feeling by Dr. Acton and the governor that this thing might peak in May and we might be back to some normalcy by the beginning of June, which would be good. That's still a long way off, though.
Oh, it is.
We're only a week and a half into this thing, and we're still in mid-March. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all ticks out over the next few weeks, but we'll be here as that goes along. Now, we're doing Family Feud because it's different and it's something fun, and we want to have a little fun today, so let's continue on with the fun. Now, the topic, this is kind of similar, but it's a not, well, we'll see. Name something that melts when it gets hot. We did something that was cold, but this is name something that melts when it gets hot. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers on this one. Name something that melts when it gets hot. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 6 answers. Name something that melts when it gets hot.
Ooh.
Isn't that an interesting one?
That's, yeah.
When the heat comes, what happens? Let's see if we get some answers here. Go ahead, caller.
How about cheese?
Cheese is, yes, cheese is number 6. 3 people said cheese. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, cheese was on that particular list. Name something that melts when it gets hot. Cheese was the very last answer.
I would not have guessed cheese right off the bat.
Cheese does melt, though.
Yeah.
When it gets hot. What melts when it gets hot? We have five other answers here. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944 on this Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Ice cream.
Ice cream's number two. 24 people said ice cream melts when it gets hot. We do have that one. What melts when it gets hot? We've got ice cream was two. Cheese was six. We still don't have the number one answer. We've got one, three, four, and five. What melts when it gets hot? It's an interesting question. Let's see if this person knows what melts when it gets hot. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to try one more time.
Wax.
Candle wax.
Wax and crayon are in the same thing. They're number five. Four people
You're
said wax.
You're giving that to me, aren't you?
Well, it says wax, so I'll give that one to you. You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I would not have thought of wax, I guess.
Wax was on the list, number five. So we've just got one, three, and four. Name something that melts when it gets hot. We have not had an incorrect answer yet. Three guesses, three right answers.
Mm-hmm.
Name something that melts when it gets hot. But we don't have the number one answer. Number one answer, 45 people gave the number one answer. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
How about chocolate?
Chocolate is not on the list. No.
Really?
But you would think like fondue and all that. Mm-hmm. I would think chocolate, certainly.
Yeah, there. Okay.
Thanks. Not chocolate. Name something that melts when it gets hot. Three answers left on this particular cavalcade. Go ahead, caller.
How about ice?
Ice is number one, 45 people. Ice melts when it gets hot. Thank you.
Now, I would have said snow. So
snow's on the list.
Was that different than ice?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, snow's on the list, too.
Oh, okay.
10 people said snow.
I didn't know if snow and ice would be together.
No, so we're down to one.
Okay, because snow was the one I thought of right away.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes?
How about snow?
Snow is on the list. You got it. 10 people said snow. Yes, snow is on the list. One is ice. Two is ice cream. Four is snow. Five is wax. Six is cheese. What's number three? 740-383-9944. What melts when it gets hot? It's a thinker.
I can't think of what this would be.
Out of one more thing. Number three. 45 people said ice. 24 said ice cream. 10 said snow. 4 said wax. 3 said cheese. But 10 said this thing. Melts when it gets hot. What could that be? Go ahead, caller.
What about butter?
Butter is right.
Ooh.
Butter, 10 people. You got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Butter is right. We nailed that one.
All right.
That's done. Things that melt when it gets hot. Ice, 45. Ice cream, 24. Butter, 10. Snow, 10. Wax, 4. Cheese, 3.
Okay.
And here comes butter again, I bet. But let's see anyway. Go ahead, caller. Oh, they're gone. Well, we'll move on to our next topic today on the magic.
Did you bring a lot of questions in today?
I did.
Okay.
I figured this would be one of those days.
Okay.
All right. Next topic. Maybe a little harder this time. Here's something. What's something you might close your eyes to do? How about that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 answers here. This might take a minute. 22 minutes past the hour. Name something you might close your eyes to do. 9 answers. 740-383-9944. What do you close your eyes to do?
I have a very obscure answer, and we'll see if it's on the list. But we'll wait a while.
It's interesting, some of these. 100 people surveyed. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Sleep.
Number one is sleep. 46 people said sleep. You've got it. Thank you. Sleep is on the list. Isn't it interesting? Number one got 46 people out of 100, but we still got 8 other answers here.
I don't foresee 9 answers for this question.
Well, but
there are.
There are.
Right.
Go ahead, caller. Sneeze is, yes, sneeze is number 7 on the list. Four people said sneeze.
Bye.
That's right. You cannot keep your eyes open when you sneeze. I don't know why you blow them out of your head. I don't know. If you, like, clothespin your eyes open, would they come out? I don't know. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, you think.
Think. Think Hard is on the list. That's number 5. 7 people said Think Hard. You got it.
All right.
I wouldn't have expected him to say a question, an answer like that.
Well, it's something close to that, but not think. Here we go. What would you expect him to say? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, when you pray, close your eyes when you pray.
Pray is number 6 on the list. 6 people said pray. You've got it. Absolutely, pray is on the list. We've got sleep, think hard, pray, and sneeze. So we got 2, 3, 4, 8, and 9 we don't have yet. Name something you do with your eyes closed. What is that? 740-383-9944. We have 4 good answers so far. Sneeze, pray, think hard, and sleep. But we don't have number 2, number 3, number 4, number 8, or number 9. What do you do with your eyes closed? 740-383-9944. Some obscure answers on here. All right. Is this a call? No, didn't come through. If that's you, call back in, 740-383-9944. Remember, if you just get the busy signal, means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. We like those answers.
When you first asked, I said, I have a very obscure answer. We'll wait and see if that's on the list, though.
Hasn't shown up yet, huh?
No.
Okay.
It's probably, if it's on the list, it'd be like number 8 or 9.
Number 8 or 9.
Yeah.
8 or 9. 8 and 9 are interesting answers here. Go ahead, caller.
How about make whoopee?
Boy, those things always end up, don't they? Make whoopee is not on the list. No, it is not. Can you do that with your eyes closed? Man, might bust a hip or something. I don't know. Not make whoopee. You don't have any follow-up to that?
No, I give a couple of follow-up, but no.
It's a little hinky. A little hinky in here today. Something you do with your eyes closed. What would you do? Go ahead, caller.
How about just kissing?
Kissing. Let's see here. Kissing is not on the list.
Oh, now, come on.
No, kissing's not on the list.
It's because the ex-spouse is called in.
Is that might be what it is. I don't know. No kissing on the list.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I had that as one of the top 2 or 3.
Really? Closing your eyes?
Yeah.
Why would you close your eyes?
I just...
Reaction?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I think it depends on who you're kissing, if you close your eyes or not.
No, I thought kissing would be on the list for sure.
No, no kissing. What do you do? What is something you would do to close your eyes? 7 4 It's not the right way to phrase that, is it? What is something you do? What is something you close your eyes for?
Oh,
that's the answer. Or the question. What are the answers? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
How about if you get something in your eyes and you have to, you know, kind of wash them out and then you close them?
That not on the answer. Not on the list. Okay. No. Not on the answer key today. Not clean out your eyes. What is something you might do with your eyes closed? But you thought kissing would be on there.
I thought for sure kissing would be on the list.
No kissing. Number 2 is kind of strange. I would not have guessed this would have been number 2, but I guess it maybe. You might close your eyes. Well, you probably have to. Some of the other ones are just things you close your eyes for, I guess. 740-383-9944. This may prove to be the difficult one. 27 minutes past the hour. What is something you do with your eyes closed? We've got sleep, think hard, pray, and sneeze. What are the other 5? We've got 5 left on the board today. A little more difficult question here. Go ahead, caller.
You keep the sun out of your eyes. You close them.
No, not keep the sun out of your eyes. Good guess, though.
Yep.
Nope, not keep the sun out. What do you do with your eyes closed? There were 9 answers to this originally. We've still got 5 left. We don't have the 2, 3, or 4 answer as of yet. Number one was sleep, which took 46. But the rest of them, we don't have. Something you do with your eyes closed. 740-383-9944. This might turn into an obscure thing. All right, let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
A lot of people close their eyes when they get shots.
Shot?
Yeah. Get a shot.
Oh, my God. Okay, like a penicillin shot.
Medicine shot.
You know, I'm with you.
Food.
I got you. Well, people might close their eyes after the other shot, too.
They might just pass out.
That's right. Might just go down. Take medicine is the last answer. Take medicine is number 8 on the list. So, yes. Take medicine. Two people said take medicine. I'll take that.
Okay.
Yep.
I can't stand to look at blood.
Oh,
I,
really?
And if I'm giving blood or if somebody's taking blood, I turn away, you know.
You have to look in the other direction.
I do.
That is a rough thing. I don't really like to look at that either, to be honest. Go ahead, caller.
Does one of them jump out of an airplane?
Not jump out of an airplane, but that's I would close my eyes if I was jumping out of an airplane.
You're not kidding. Me too. Thank you.
No, not jump out of an airplane. Name something you do that you might close your eyes for. We've got 5 of the 9. We've got sleep, think hard, pray, sneeze, and take medicine. Is take medicine a shot?
No, if I think of taking medicine like, you know, cough syrup or something like that. So
you think you close your eyes for that?
No.
Two people did.
I wouldn't.
Two people did for whatever reason.
But closing your eyes when you get a shot or something, yeah, I would do that.
So we've got 4 answers left here. We still don't have 2, 3, or 4. Now think of what you might do in life with your eyes closed. Go ahead, caller.
I've never experienced this, but when you die?
That certainly would close your eyes if you die, but that is not on the list.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I guess maybe not, though. I've seen some dead people. They've got their eyes open. That's true. I don't know what causes that. Because somebody has to come in and shut their eyes, I think.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. I always thought it'd be interesting to interview an Undertaker. That's a whole thing nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to go there. Go ahead, caller.
How about swimming?
Swimming's number 2 on the list. Absolutely. 10 people said swimming. You've got it.
Bye.
Yep, swimming was on the list. Number 2. You would have to keep your eyes closed during swimming.
Mm.
I don't think you can leave them open. Get that chlorine in your eyes. Whole mess. What do you have to do with your eyes closed? We've still got 3 answers left here. What would you do with your eyes closed? This is such a vast topic. Because it really could be anything. Maybe that's why it's difficult. Name something you do with your eyes closed. 3 answers left on the big board here. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
This is a tribute to Jeff, giving blood.
Giving blood. Giving blood is not on the list. No.
Okay.
Thank you. Not giving blood. Not on the list. Something you do with your eyes closed. And remember, phone rings busy just means we're on the line with somebody else.
If you give blood, don't do it on an empty stomach. Because I made that mistake one time.
Ooh, what happened?
I got really nauseous. And if they had to, I mean, I got like halfway through and it's like, I can't keep doing this. Just really sick in my stomach. And because they always say that you should have, you know, something to eat. And I made the mistake one time of, I'll get something afterwards. And,
why is it when you give blood, like a blood drive, and giving blood for like a surgery, it's 2 different feelings? Have you noticed that? People can give blood at the hospital for a blood test all day long. But if they have to go to one of these, what do they call them? Triage centers? That's different when they take your blood. Is it because they take more blood?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because it make you...
It takes 10 to 15 minutes, usually, by the... You know, you got to squeeze that ball and, to get enough blood. So, yeah, it does take a while.
Well, in the hospital, it's just, a minute.
No.
And you're done.
Even that long.
So, I think maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the difference. How much blood do they take out?
I knew at one time. I should know the answer, but I can't think offhand.
Because in the, they usually take a pint, isn't it? Isn't that how they measure it? What do they take in the hospital? They just take a vial.
Yeah, a couple of vials or whatever. Because I know there's like a you know, if you give a gallon, you get, you know, kind
a cookie.
you get a cookie any time. But you know, some people have given, you know, gallons and gallons over their lifetime.
A gallon's a lot of blood.
It is.
How much blood is in your body?
I don't know the answer to that.
That's an interesting question. If somebody knows that, let us know. How much blood is in your body at a given time? Because I would think a gallon is a lot to lose.
Well, you don't lose a gallon at a time.
Well, what, that's what I'm saying. What do they take out per time?
I think it's a pint.
Just a pint. How many pints in a gallon?
I missed that day of class.
I don't know how many pints are in a gallon. How many pints are in a gallon?
Quarts, the whole thing, I just wasn't very good at.
This is why we never...
Tablespoons, teaspoons, yeah, I wasn't very good at that.
No, it's two teaspoons and a tablespoon, right? I think that's right.
I don't even know if that's right.
2 half gallons and a gallon?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, I think that's right. We'll go with that one. But we don't know. We have... the question is, what's something you might close your eyes to do? Now, we have three answers left. Now, number one was sleep, two was swim, think hard, pray, sneeze, take medicine, but there are three answers left that we don't have. 740-383-9944, something you might close your eyes to do. What would that be?
Can I give my obscure...
Go with it.
Okay. Like when I'm on a roller coaster or an amusement park ride, and like if I'm coming up over that first hill... I mean, I'll close my eyes sometimes.
Fear. Is that fear?
I don't know if it's fear, but you could maybe put that. If fear's on the list, it's fear then.
If fear is not on the list, okay. I thought it would be fear.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Drive.
I hope not. Boy, I sure hope
kidding.
Not.
Kidding. Not really.
Eat a fruitcake. I would close my eyes if I was eating a fruitcake, but that probably falls under the fear category. Do you like fruitcake?
I'll take it or leave it.
Leave it. Always leave it. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you what you said about pints in a gallon, but there's 8 pints in a gallon.
8 pints in a gallon.
And I think the human body has 10 to 12 pints.
Really?
In it. Yeah.
10 to 12 pints in the body
and
8 pints in a gallon.
At least. 10 usually is sort of the average. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because when you see somebody who is bleeding, 8 pints would not be, or 10 pints would not be a lot.
Well, a pint of blood goes a long way if it's, you know, laying on your body or on the ground.
Yeah, that's true. You got that right. Well, hey, thanks. That's a good thing to know. There we go. 8 pints in a gallon.
I think we might have reached the end of the line on this question.
You think? You don't think we're going to get the other three answers here? I'll try to give some hints. What's something you do with your eyes closed? Okay, the three that we're not getting here. One is something you do... boy, I don't even know how to say it. One's a game. You do it with your eyes closed. It's a game.
Pin the tail on the donkey?
Well, yeah, like that, but that's not it. But hide and seek. Hide and seek. 7 people said hide and seek. Something you do with your eyes closed.
And most people cheat in that anyway.
They do. That's a big cheating episode that goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Would it be kissing?
No, kissing is not on the list.
All right.
Thank you. Nope, no kissing. So we're down to 2 now, since we've got hide and seek. 1 is something you do... We've had this answer before. It's something you do every day, hopefully. Something you do every day. Part of your daily routine. But you close your eyes to do it? I don't... Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
Voices.
What's that? Hello?
I didn't hear the answer there.
No, I didn't get the answer to that. Call back in. 740-383-9944. The two answers left here, well, maybe this is it. Maybe this is one of them or both of them. We'll take either one. Go ahead, caller.
Take a shower.
Take a shower. Close your eyes to take a shower. That's right.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that.
It's on there. It was next to last. Three people said take a shower. So now we're down to the one that is left here on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about shower?
Shower is on the list. You've got it. Yep, shower is on the list. So the one that's left is number three on the list. Nine people said this, something you do with your eyes closed. This would kind of be, you do this once a year. Everybody does this at least once a year. You do it with your eyes closed. How about that one?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big thing, isn't it? You do it on a special day. You do this on a special day once a year. Everybody, you might do it more than once a year, but everybody does it at least once a year on a special day. You close your eyes to do it. What is it? Something you might close your eyes to do.
I have no clue.
If somebody gets this, I'll be really impressed at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
How about your birthday?
What do you do on your birthday?
Oh.
You might close your eyes to do.
What do you do on your birthday?
you blow out the candles.
And what are you doing while you're blowing out the candles?
Making a wish.
Make a wish.
Oh,
that's it.
Never would have guessed that.
That was something you do to close your eyes. Go ahead, caller.
Blow out the candles.
Blow out the candles. You got it. Thank you. Yep, that was it. So, the nine things you do with your eyes closed: sleep, swim, make a wish, hide and seek, think hard, pray, sneeze, shower, and take medicine. Those are the nine. Now, the next one's kind of, well, let's see what this is. Are we still in that 30-second delay area? Go ahead, caller. We must have been. The next one is, name something people do when they feel happy. Name something people do when they feel happy. 740-383-9944. 20 minutes left. This could be the last one. What do people do when they feel happy? What do you do when you feel happy?
Well, I don't want to give away the answers. I can think of a few right off the bat.
Some are basic. Name something people do when they feel happy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Laugh.
Laugh is number 2. 19 people said laugh. You got it. What do people do when they feel happy? Laugh was number 2. Not number 1, though, oddly enough. What do people do when they feel happy? We need a little happiness in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We do. It's a little rough out there for people right now. What do people do when they feel happy? That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
They jump around.
Jump around. Jump around is...
Jump
around. 2 people said jump around. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Jump for joy is what they used to call that, I think. What do you do when you're happy? Name something you might do when you're happy. We've got laugh and jump around. What are the other things you might do when you're happy? We've got 5 answers left here on the big board. Go ahead, caller.
Sing
is number 3 on the list. You've got it. Thank you. 13 people said sing. We still don't have number 1. Number 1 answer, 44 people said the number 1 answer. Then we've got number 4, 5, and 6. Those are the ones we don't have. We have 3.
My number 1 answer hasn't been guessed yet.
Is that? Well, yeah, I would think this is probably the number 1 answer. What do people do when they're happy? Does anybody know what people do when they're happy? 740-383-9944. 44 people said this. But there are some other ones on here, and they they all seem legitimate. Legitimate things people do when they're happy. Does anybody know? 43 minutes past the hour on this Friday. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Smile.
What's that?
Smile.
Smile? Yes, yeah, smile is number one. 44. People smile. That is exactly right.
Yep, that was my number one.
That would have been the number one. 44 people said smile. So we've got smile, laugh, sing, and jump around. But there are three answers left. What are the other three? Things people do when they are happy. Go ahead, caller.
That's three times that Mary's been just a few seconds late. Yep.
Cutting that 30-second window. Yep. Thank you. Yes, smile is number one. 44 people said smile of the 100 surveyed. Name something people do when they're happy. What are the other three answers here? Does anybody know? The other three things people do when they're happy. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
How about spend money?
Spend money is not on the list.
Oh, okay.
Good guess, though. Thank you. I know a lot of people spend money to make themselves happy.
Mm.
I think that's a common thing. It used to be called shopaholic, but I don't think people even classify that anymore as anything good or bad. Go ahead, caller.
They cry.
Cry is on the list. Cry is number six on the list. You've got it. Three people said cry. Yep, a lot of people cry when they're happy, which is kind of an oxymoron when you think, why do you cry when you're happy?
Sort of like Jumbo Shrimp.
Yeah, Jumbo Shrimp. It makes no sense at all, but we'll take it. So there are two left. What do people do when they're happy? Go ahead, caller.
Is dancing and jumping around the same thing?
They are not, because dancing is on the list. Four people said dance.
Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you. That's right. We're down to one answer here. We've got smile, laugh, sing, dance, cry, and jump around. We don't have the number four answer. Four people said they do this when they are happy. What is it? 740-383-9944. We whipped right through this one.
Can't think of what the other answer might be. Is giggle different than laugh?
No, I think giggle would fall. Yeah, giggle would fall under laugh, I think.
Oh, okay.
So we've got smile, laugh, sing, dance, cry, jump around. One answer left. What do people do when they are happy? Does anybody know the answer to that? Maybe this person does. Let's check it out. Go ahead, caller.
Clap your hands.
You know, a good answer, not the right one, but a good answer.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Not clap your hands. Clap your hands did not make the list. What do people do when they're happy? I've seen a lot of people clapping their hands when they're happy, though, like at a concert. Mm-hmm. That's a popular thing to do. And isn't that a song, too? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Yeah. So it fits right in there. Go ahead, caller.
Whistle.
Whistle is the answer.
Oh.
Four people said whistle. You got it. Thank you. So we got it. Name something people do when they're happy. Smile, laugh, sing, whistle, dance, cry, and jump around.
All right.
Those are the answers. We've got, there's probably Mary calling in to let us know about whistle.
Whistle.
Whistle. Go ahead, caller. Oh, must have heard us. Okay, we got whistle. Now, let's see, what is our last one going to be today? And we've got 13 minutes, something we can go through. Okay, this will be a good one. Oh, this is... Okay, I want to do that. Okay, here we go. This is a short one. Name something that goes in sandwiches. Something that goes in sandwiches. One, two, three, four, five, seven answers, but they're pretty simple. Name something that goes in sandwiches with 13 minutes left to go. Does anybody know what goes in sandwiches? 740-383-9944. You have some guesses on this one?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of guesses.
Some of these, we had a question not too long ago about, what it had to do with food. These would be good guesses now. It was a hamburger question. What goes on a hamburger or something like that? Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
How about lettuce?
Lettuce. Lettuce is number four on the list. Seven people said lettuce. Thank you. There's one down. Name something that goes in sandwiches. We got lettuce. What else goes in sandwiches? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Lunch meat and pickles.
Let's see here. Pickles is not on the list, but meat is. Meat is the number two answer. 18 people said meat.
You okay, got it. Thank you.
No pickles, though.
I would have had meat as number one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting what number one is. 18 people said meat, but the number one answer was said by 33 people. Not meat.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, maybe we'll get the answer here. Go ahead. Well, lost that call. Call back in, 740-383-9944. Name something that goes in a sandwich. Go ahead, caller.
How about cheese?
Cheese. Cheese is not on the list.
How about tomato?
Tomato's not on the list.
Oh, tomato isn't.
No, no tomato.
Oh, now I would have thought lettuce and tomato both would have been.
Tomato, neither one is on
really?
The list. No. Okay. Name something that goes in sandwiches. We've got meat and we've got lettuce. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 we don't have. Name something that goes in a sandwich, not a tomato. 740-383-9944. What could it be? Something that goes in a sandwich. Meat, I think an obvious one, because there are so many different types of meat.
Mm.
Fish, of course. A nice fish sandwich. You notice it's not separated out here for people who believe it's separate. Go ahead, caller.
Onion.
Onion is not on the list. No onion. Something that goes in a sandwich. Not onion. What could it be? We still don't have the number one answer on the board. Go ahead, caller.
How about mustard and ketchup?
Mustard is number three. 16 people said mustard, but no ketchup on the list.
Okay.
Really?
No ketchup. No, thank you. Mustard made it, but ketchup did not.
Really?
That's right. So we've got meat, mustard, and lettuce. Well, that sounds like a good sandwich, doesn't it? Meat, mustard, and lettuce. All right. Go ahead, caller.
My husband says bread.
Bread is on the list next to last. Four people said bread.
Yahoo!
You got it. Thank you.
But isn't bread already in the sandwich?
I don't. It says name something that goes in a sandwich.
See, I would think the bread would be the sandwich.
Well, maybe it's not between. Well, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Whoa, go on. Call us back, 740-383-9944.
I would not have guessed bread, because I think bread was already there as part of the sandwich.
I don't know. What does do all sandwiches have to be on bread?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter and jelly is number one, 33. Thank you.
Yep,
that's the number one answer, peanut butter and jelly, 33 people. So we've got peanut butter and jelly, meat, mustard, lettuce. But there are two that we do not have yet. What are those answers? Go ahead, caller.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter is on the list. You've got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number one was peanut butter. Peanut butter, 33 people. Well, peanut butter and jelly, 33 people. Meat, 18. Mustard, 16. Lettuce, 7. Bread, 4. But there are two left. Name something that goes in sandwiches.
And ketchup and tomato didn't make the
ketchup
list.
Ketchup and tomato did not make the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise is on the list. Seven people said mayonnaise. You've got it. Thank you. Mayonnaise is right. What's the last thing now? We've got them all, except the very last one. We've got peanut butter and jelly, meat, mustard, lettuce, mayonnaise, and bread. What is the last thing that would go into a sandwich? Go ahead, caller.
Thank you. Bacon.
Bacon did not make the list.
What?
No bacon.
Bacon goes on everything.
Well, I don't know about not birthday cake.
Fruitcake, even.
Bacon and fruitcake. That sounds delicious. Well, thank you.
I thought you'd like it.
Yeah, bye-bye. No. Bacon did not make the list, but they do put bacon on everything now, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Why has bacon become the thing?
I don't know.
all restaurants serving bacon, all kinds of stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Which bread didn't make no sense. I'm like Jeff. So I'm going to say an off the ball answer. Your teeth.
No, your teeth. No.
Your teeth go into a sandwich.
They do go into a sandwich. You are right. But apparently this crowd we surveyed did not think so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, not your teeth. Name something that goes in a sandwich. Oh, man. One answer left. It's the last answer. Only two people said this. Something that goes in a sandwich. Which obviously was above tomato, was above ketchup, because they didn't even make the list. But I think bread is part of a sandwich. You can't make a sandwich without bread.
Well, you start with the bread. And right, then you put stuff in to make the sandwich.
But don't you have to have bread to make the sandwich?
Well, that's a given.
Go ahead. Okay. Call. What's that?
Tartar
sauce?
No, butter.
Butter is right. Butter, yeah. Two people said. Now, have you had a butter sandwich recently?
I'd want it toasted.
Toasted. Bread and butter. Yeah. An old saying. You've got it. It's butter. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
So, the answers, we got them all. I can't believe that.
And I thought of butter at one time.
You did. That goes on. That's a common sandwicher. All right, let's see here. Things that go on a sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly, meat, mustard, lettuce, mayonnaise, bread, and butter. Those are the things. 54 minutes past the hour. Now, if you have anything else you want to ask, feel free to go ahead and do that. 740-383-9944. Anything else on your mind today? I do want to remind everybody again, you can call Love, Inc. if you have any issues on anything. 740-382-3340.
Could you hand me that book over there?
This book?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. All right. I want to see if there's anything in here that I could use.
You going to tell some jokes?
I might.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes left. We got to do something. Love, Inc., if you're in need of some help, 740-382-3340. Remember to leave.
Can't use that one.
Well, maybe we won't get any jokes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Mary House just broken a little bit ago. We have one case of the virus here in Marion.
We have one case of coronavirus here in Marion?
Right. I just posted it on Facebook a little bit ago.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, there you go. It was bound to happen. Let's see. What do we have here? Love, Inc.
Can't use that one.
Not doing very well over there. 740-382-3340. Food, diapers, anything of that nature. The transit is up and running, 740-382-9850. Go ahead, caller.
I personally would like to thank you and Jeff for lightening up the mood today kind of jogging our brain to thinking about something.
Well, thank you.
Something bad.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for for our entertainment for today.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye-bye.
Well, I appreciate that.
What has 175 legs and 5 teeth?
I don't know. What's that?
The front row of a Willie Nelson concert.
I heard Willie gave a free concert last night.
Oh,
on the internet or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Unity Tribe, unitytribe.org, 419-718-2526. 419-718-2526. Unity Tribe, nonprofit group, won't charge you anything. Give it a shot. So there you go. 56 coming up on 57 minutes past the hour. And this is, the social interactions are still important during this whole thing. And hopefully what we did today with a little fun was needed with 3 minutes left to go.
What do Pete Rose and the Mafia have in common?
What's that?
More than 3,000 hits.
See, I thought that would be more directed toward Pete Rose. Thought they'd take a shot at him. If you got any questions, give us a call, 740-383-9944. 3 more minutes. Don't forget, tonight we'll be back live on the air, 8 to 10 p.m. Abby Croman will be the co-host tonight. I'll be back tonight. And we'll have some fun, hopefully like this, more to get your mind off of everything else going on, because I'm sure there'll be a press conference at 2 o'clock today, and we'll talk about something different tonight from 8 to 10, so tune in live for that tonight. 57 and a half minutes past the hour.
Yeah, that's a long one, but anyway. Scott's got a, it's called the Friars Club Encyclopedia of Jokes.
Well, we're trying to do fun things here now.
Yeah.
You gotta. So if you were still,
oh, a couple of those were funny.
Were
but
they? You just can't get them off.
No,
can't rip them off. Oh my goodness! Did you see that section?
No. Oh no, I did not see that.
There's a whole section.
I was only on the celebrity section.
What a thing to flip to!
It was a good thing there on Ed Sullivan.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know Shecky Green talks about Ed Sullivan.
Oh, loves to talk about Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, there's a joke in there about Ed Sullivan and the Pope.
Okay, that sounds very good. Okay. Well, here's one on baseball from Andy Rooney. Baseball's been called the national pastime. It's just the kind of game someone deserves who has nothing better to do than to try to pass his time. Andy Rooney.
Okay.
That sounds like an Andy Rooney thing. Football. I give the same halftime speech over and over. It works best when my players are better than the other coach's players. Chuck Miller. Is that philosophical or a joke?
I don't even know who Chuck Miller is.
Oh, here's an Ohioan, Irma Bombeck. Remember old Irma Bombeck? This is on sports, I guess. If a man watches 3 football games in a row, he should be declared legally dead. Irma Bombeck. That sounds like Irma Bombeck. Gee whiz. Does anybody have a joke out there? Got to be better than some of these. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just wanted to make an announcement that the Marionaires Annual Barbershop Show for April 25th at the Palace has been canceled.
Right.
Kind of goes without saying, but I just thought...
Yeah, in fact, I was going to MC that.
That was another reason I called. We won't be needing your service.
Yeah, I did.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're welcome. I did that last year, and Ken Heimlich called me earlier in the week and said that they weren't going to be doing it. And I said, "Well, put me down for next year." And he said, "He would."
Well, it's you know, this is the life we're in now, and I guess people will follow the news for the rest of the day. And like I say, we'll be back 8 to 10 tonight, and Abby will be here, and we'll have some fun, and we'll try to stay away from the coronavirus as a big topic. Because apparently, which we don't know, it's unconfirmed that there may be one case in Marion. If there is, it was bound to happen.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Don't have a conniption. It's going to be okay. We'll move on. It'll be fine. Thanks for coming in, Jeff. It was fun.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Stay tuned to this station, and I'll be back tonight, 8 to 10 live. Don't go anywhere.
Right or not.
Do you go home at night, Helen, and think... My goodness, this person said that. Does it keep you up at nights?